David Cunliffe, Bill English and John Key have said that they will look again to veto Sue Moroney's bill and introduce their own paid rental leave bill, probably with less than 26 weeks. Your thoughts?
I think it's a real shame that politics is coming ahead of good policy here. We want to do something positive for our children, and it's a shame that National playing politics with
it. Do you feel betrayed, essentially, by National last year when they came through and said they wouldn't veto Sue Moroney's bill?
Look, sadly, I think that's exactly what New Zealanders have come to expect from this government. We're trying to do something good for our children here. They are just playing politics.
We see a $60 bonus, baby bonus, has been described by John Key, the money for it, as going into a shop, looking at a $1,500 suit and saying, I can't afford it, so I've saved $1,500. Isn't that really the case?
Not at all. We've got a fully costed and fiscally balanced fiscal strategy. We freed up $1.5 billion of former commitments last week per annum. And we're investing much, much less than that, less than a third of that in this package. Look, the experts tell us that for every dollar invested in making sure that kids get the best start, we get about an $11 payback. This is both prudent and the right thing to do.
You may have freed up in policy terms, but it's actually not accounted for.
In our fiscal strategy it is, and you'll have full visibility to that a bit later on. We will be running fiscal surpluses. We've committed to do that just as the government has. And I would remind people that in the 9 years of the last Labor governments, we never ran a fiscal deficit. The current government has never run a surplus.
So the economic times are a bit different then.
Yes, but it's taken a long time to crawl out of the hole under this National government. So being lectured on fiscal strategy by the National Party is a bit like being lectured on good behaviour by a bank robber.
You indicated yesterday that you will raise taxes to pay for this. Who's going to have the tax hikes?
So there's no change there. We've been saying for some time that we would expect some rebalancing of tax rates at the top end, but we will be waiting some time before we release our tax
policy. Do you know where it will be? Will it be at,
I'm not announcing that today. We're still looking actually at a couple of different options.
So you'll raise taxes on
the top end
and income, committed to income and
top income, and we've already committed to a capital gains tax, but not on family.
How much revenue can that realistically raise? Will it raise enough?
I can't give you those projections until we finalise the policy and until we announce them.
Is this middle class welfare?
No, it's not at all. This is an investment in our children. It's about the best investment that anybody can make, because if you can ensure somebody gets a good education, is more likely to get a good job, not end up on the welfare queue or worse still in prison. Those dividends get paid through their whole lifetime, and I think New Zealanders would say, for all of us, investing in our children is the right thing.
Is that a $150,000 household income? Does that apply to the income a family earning before the birth of the child or after?
It applies to the income at the time that they are seeking the $60 a week benefit.
So it's possible that two high income individuals, say for argument's sake, $140,000 each, then the woman takes time off. They'll be eligible for the full
system. This policy will be carefully placed to make sure it's not important. There'll be some fine print that we need to work through, but we will not have people who are doing
it. But if it's from the time that they claim, presumably that sort of thing would be eligible for the $60.
It would be my intention that we would avoid a situation where people deliberately rack down their income to qualify for the system.
Well, they rack down their income because one partner takes time off work to look after a newborn baby.
They get paid parental leave
for the first 6 months, and they don't, for the sake of clarification, qualify for paid parental leave at the same time that they get the $60 benefit.
Yeah, so that family, just to be clear, so that family that Brent is talking about, where two people are earning, say, for instance, $140,000 a year, the year before, when the mother or the father takes parental leave the next year, they'll be judged at that point, so on the half income.
We'll be bringing forward detailed rules which make sure that people can't walk the system.
But it's not brought in, it's just taking leave.
So we'll be making sure that the boundaries are policed so that the investment goes to those who need it.
Shouldn't you have worked out the fine print before you announced the policy?
Look, it's absolutely normal that when you're bringing a complex policy, you have an expert panel which does the details, the same with capital gains tax and all sorts of policy design. You've got to go through a legislative process.
Wouldn't the $60 simply be capitalised into higher house prices by those people in the middle of higher income rates?
No, it won't be. Partly that would be offset by a capital gains tax plan. But look, if every time you do something right for families and children, counter-argument is you're capitalising into house prices. Well, there's a whole lot more this government could be doing to make sure housing is affordable. That's a whole different story.
And so wouldn't it be offset simply by higher interest rates if you're loosening fiscal policy?
No, it won't be, because we aren't necessarily loosening fiscal policy at all. We are going to be running a fiscal surplus. There'll be other things that'll be saved, and there'll be offsetting tax measures that will ensure we run a balance. So there won't necessarily be a net expansion.
So
you can't make that expansion. So you can't make that assumption.
So your policy will be just as tight or as loose as National's?
I'm not saying we'll mirror it exactly, but I am saying we will be running a fiscal surplus. So
have we seen the last of your spending yet, promises? I guess not.
I think it's a fair bet, Barry, that for all parties, they'll be rolling out policy progressively between now and the election. And you'll note that when parties on the left put good policy in the public domain, the right says it's bribery and fiscal ruin, and when they do it, it's suddenly prudent. So I'm sure you all understand there's a fair bit of politics going on at the moment. We're very confident this is a great investment in our kids and our families. It's the right thing to do, and it will pay huge dividends for New Zealand over the years.
The baby bonus, as you just said, it kicks in after the paper into leave, doesn't it? The baby bonus starts after.
Yes, you can't get both of them concurrently, and the paid rental leave is worth more than the child support investment.
So it starts after 26 weeks, effectively
if you're getting paid rental.
So it's not a year. It's not for the baby's first, it's only for 6 months.
You can qualify it for the whole year, but if you're getting paid rental leave for the first 6 months, you don't get both at the same time. And then, of course, for the next 2 years, the policy is much more targeted and is only fully available to those earning a household income of $50,000 or less.
So it's not for the baby's first year, is it? It's for the baby's second 6 months.
If the parents are getting paid parental leave, they don't get this concurrently.
Even if their combined incomes with paid parental leave are below 150
they don't
grand.
Get them concurrently.
So why didn't you target it more tightly for that first year as well?
Look, for several reasons. One, we think that the important thing here is that we give all our children the best possible start. If anybody thinks they're going to make a profit on having kids at $60 a week, they better think again, because kids are expensive. They take a lot of work. We want the vast majority of New Zealand families, all New Zealand families, to have options here, to make good choices, perhaps to be able to take some extra time off work to care for their young ones. We don't want to be subsidising millionaires. That's why we are proscribed above $150,000 in the first year. But we do want this to reach the vast majority of New Zealand families.
Do you know costings of how much extra this policy costs to take it to that $150,000 limit, say, for instance, from $100,000? Well, how much extra is it to reach out to that higher bracket?
No, I don't have those numbers for you. We costed it at $150,000. That is what we think is good policy design.
But you must have costed at other levels of income as well.
We have, but we didn't actually cost it at
What other levels did you?
Look, I'm not going to be putting in the public domain various other scenarios that we've run. That's for us. We've put in the public domain our chosen scenario, which is at $150,000 for the first year and $50,000 for the next couple of years, subject to abatement.
So how did you get your figures that it would cover 95% of newborn babies?
That's based on the number of families with a household income at or below $150,000. It's an approximate figure.
With a child, boy, overall?
Overall, I understand.
Would you talk to Labor about a paid rental leave scheme that's had 20 weeks?
National. We've made our policy clear. They've decided they're going to pull a financial veto. As I say, they're putting politics ahead of good policy, and we think that's regrettable. Our policy is what it is.
But if we could have some sort of bipartisan agreement on paid parental leave, surely that'd be good for everyone, wouldn't it?
I think it would be up to National now to approach us on that matter. We've made our policy clear. It's fully costed and funded, and we're looking forward to bringing it to the public after the general election. So, guys, thank you very much.
Can I just ask you one question about...
We're heading to caucus, people.
John Key's going to Australia next week. What should he be telling them about disadvantaged New Zealanders?
He should be telling them, as I have told, when I was at the Australian-New Zealand Leadership Forum, that Australians in New Zealand ought to receive the same entitlements as New Zealanders in Australia. It should be fair, a two-way street.
This is your major election policy. Why won't you stop and ask me terrible questions?